it all down, we lay it all down to Jesus. Hey, oh, every crown, every thorn, every problem we lay down.
Shabbat Shalom. Sunset was 2 minutes ago. Yom Kippur started 2 minutes ago. Someone asked me, what is Reform Rochester? Well, a key psalm this year is Psalm 24, but not the verse I'm going to quote. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Several years ago, the Lord showed me a vision of his fingers forming this region. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I am reforming Rochester. And I said, how? And he said, in my image and likeness. So what we do is we move around the Rochester region to worship, to open portals so that we get revelation, so that all of us get what we need from the Lord, individually and corporately. If the Lord should give you something that needs to be shared tonight, please see me or see Casey, unless she's got sticks in her hands, or see Sandy Wall. And we'll work in as we can what the Lord's showing you. This is a time for the instruments to prophesy. It's a time for your heart to hear the sound that's coming out of heaven and release the song the Lord is putting you back to him, so that It is flowing down as light from heaven and returning back to him as praise, which forms the gate that we're supposed to go through. The end of Psalm 24, during the intercession time, I was standing over there and the Lord said, there's angels in the gates. And I turned around and the intercessors all turned around from up here and said, there's angels sitting all over our hands. We know they accompany the King of Glory. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. That is all we want tonight, is the King of Glory to sit on our hearts, to rest in our presence, and to move through our region. This is your meeting, and we're just here to administrate. So we're going to go wherever Judah takes us tonight. Judah is the apostolic sound that breaks open the heavens. If you don't know, these folks have never all played together before. That means Holy Spirit is the conductor. So let's go wherever he takes us, deeper.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Give me you apart in our heart is holy. hey, no one like you, Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Someone comfort, someone fame, someone something to contain or to control. Some want something to understand, some want something to inflate their ego, some want something. We declare, hey, oh, the decoration of our soul. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can. This word, give me Jesus. Hey. One more time we declare, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all. Give me Jesus. Oh, you can have all the accolades, you can have all the comfort, you can have all the answers. Hey. You can have all the applause, you can have it all. But just give me. On our praise tonight, Holy Spirit,
one of the key things for this coming year, especially 2018, is the hovering of the Holy Spirit. The 18th word in the Torah is our English word for hover or move. Allow Holy Spirit to just move over you to remove those vestiges of things that have to be taken off so you can go through the gate. That's what repentance is. Because we're going to do some repentance for our region in a few minutes. But let him hover as Keith takes us into this thing with the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, rest. Holy Spirit, brood. Holy Spirit, move. Here in this room, thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, rest. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. We're ready for you. We are ready. Make us ready. We are ready to move with you. We are ready. Make us ready. We are ready to move with you. We are ready. Make us ready. With you.
When Al blew the shofar, it was a call to order in the courts of heaven. And I knew, because the Lord gave me this morning with a group I was praying with, blow the trumpets in Zion and call a solemn assembly. I knew that tonight, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is the most holy day of the year in the Jewish calendar. But this is a solemn assembly. And Joel 2:12 says, therefore also now, says the Lord, turn and keep on coming to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, until every hindrance is removed and the broken fellowship is restored. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. And I learned from Robert Heidler last weekend that word loving kindness in the Hebrew means loyal love. He's abounding in loyal love, and he revokes his sentence of evil when his conditions are met. So Keith is leading us in singing, Lord, we are ready. Lord, make us ready. The Day of Atonement is all about repentance and being restored to fellowship. He is brooding upon our hearts. He's brooding upon the heart of this region and saying, will you let me search your heart? Will you let me remove every hindrance? Because by the time we get to the Feast of Tabernacles, it's all about the restoration of fellowship with him. It's an appointed time to come into his presence boldly, with every hindrance removed. So, Father, brood. Remove every hindrance and restore us to fellowship with you this night as this. You seal the coming year with your blessings, with your goodness, with your presence. That at the Feast of Tabernacles, we can come boldly into your presence with no hindrance. With Jesus. When Keith sang, we need Jesus, yes, you are our scapegoat. You are our sacrifice. You paid the price to remove every hindrance, every written debt against us, all judgments against us. You paid the price. So we need Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we give you permission to brood upon this meeting, brood upon our region. Show us the hindrances. Search the heart of this region and search every heart here. Show us if there's any wicked way in us, and so that we may be restored to fellowship with you.
Know that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will release my glory from heaven, and I will show them how to apply the blood of my Son to every issue and every circumstance of their lives. I will show them how to apply it to the doorposts of the gates of their regions, so that their region will no longer be held captive by the powers of darkness. I will show them the strategies for dismantling ley lines, and I will show them the strategies for pulling down the principalities and powers. I will show them the strategies of humility before me, so that my angels will go forth and do the warfare that I created them to do. Know that if my people who are called by my name will truly humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the ways that have ensnared them, I will delight in releasing my glory among them.
are the risen Lamb. Your sacrifice is effective. So we come to the cross, and we allow your word to define us and to refine us for this new season. Speak your identity over us. Lord Jesus, speak your word over us. We lay down the mantle of the past season, the identities, the things that we have held on to, and we allow you to give us a fresh start, a new word, a fresh mantle. So we come to you, we lay down the old, we lay down the pride, we give it to you, Jesus. We lay down the old, all the strife, all the questions.
Getting that to, I thought I was just praying for me, but maybe it's for all of us to repent of apathy, of weariness, of being burnt out, because in the past season we've been so busy fighting warfare, and it was not necessarily warfare we needed to be engaged in. So, Lord, we repent of being burnt out. We repent of engaging in warfare that wasn't ours. We repent of being passionless. And Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to pour fresh oil on us, to reignite the passion and compassion of the Lord for this region, for our families, for our home churches, for this entire Buffalo Genesee region, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. And he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him." Again he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes." Then I said, "Let him put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments while the angel of the Lord was standing by. And the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and if you will perform my service, then you will also govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will grant you free access among these who are standing here." Lord, we repent that we have thought the way the world thinks rather than the way you exhort us to think. Father, forgive us for reading your word and then doing the world. Activate your word in our hearts. Lord, we prophetically remove that dirty, filthy turban off of our minds tonight, and we cast it before your throne. Mantle us with the mind of Christ. Give us a heart that truly thinks of the things that are praiseworthy and of good report, that are holy and pure, that glorify you. Change the mind of your bride tonight, Lord.
Thoughts are changing, I'm being renewed by the washing of the water of your word. Mother, wash another water.
I've been listening to the guitarist here. And some of the stuff that he's playing every now and then, it has almost like a bending sound to it. The note like shifts. And I felt like the Lord has been saying that we need to listen to Holy Spirit. The door is open and we are going through in this season. But don't be so fixated on going through that you fall into potholes. Allow Holy Spirit to steer you. When you hear that bending in the sound, be ready to move to the side and then go back on the same path that He has put you on. But when that sound comes into your ear, know that Holy Spirit wants you to move in a slightly different direction. And I really feel like we need to pay attention to that and hear that in this season.
Walt, when Keith came up just before that, the Lord told me the riff you were playing was a scalpel in His hand to cut away the hardened places that we haven't been able to yield to Him. Play that over us again so that we can go where Keith saw us going. Yield your heart and let the sound just cut away the things the enemy has burdened you with.
Is not like a surgeon's knife. Your knife cuts and it heals. Your knife is sharper than any scalpel. Cuts and it heals. So we submit to your knife.
The Lord is cutting away remorse right now.
We submit. We welcome your knife. Hey. Your knife comes with its own anesthesia.
As Walt began to play, I kept hearing the Lord sing as he was cutting. And then I began to respond. And I think we should all respond this way, because then Keith just confirmed it. I heard the Lord sing over us. I love you with an everlasting love. He just kept singing. I love you with an everlasting love. And he just kept cutting, and I kept saying, this is good for me, Lord. This is so good for me, Lord. So as you hear tonight and you go under the knife, say, this is good for me, Lord. Because our everlasting God loves us with an everlasting love. And Lord, we say, this is good for me. This is good for our region. It's so good. He's a good, good Father.
So good for me. It's so good for me. It's so good for me. Your everlasting love. Your everlasting love. So good for me. So good for me, and I can trust. Now I can trust, 'cause I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night when you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
I've seen many searching for answers far and wide.
Who you are.
perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
I so good for me.
Jesus, it's all yours. The earth and us. Lord, we repent as the body of Christ in this region that we have not stewarded your earth, that we have not occupied this region and kept the little foxes out, that we've allowed the body of Christ to be infiltrated with half-truths and lies. Lord, we repent that we've allowed the spoiler to come in and deceive the generations. Lord, we thank you that as you did surgery on our hearts tonight, you did surgery on your bride in this region tonight. Show us, Lord, the places you desire us to walk, the places you desire us to stand, the places you desire us to occupy until you return. Show us, Lord, the gate, that we may steward the gate and not just be in such a hurry to go through it to get your blessing, that we forget to steward it for the generations to come through with us. Show us the gate that you would have us individually and collectively in the region to occupy, so that every gate lifts up its head and declares that the King of Glory is coming in. Jesus, you gave your body for this region, and you gave your blood for every man, woman, and child, and every animal and all creation in this region, for the cosmos. Forgive us for thinking so small and thinking about only our own hearts. Lord, we choose to apply the victorious blood of the Lamb of God on the doorposts of this region. Lord, we choose to say no more to the forces that are against you, and to stand against them so that those that are your harvest will run to you. Lord, we choose to stand and to sweetly speak your word so that it can touch the hearts of the lost and they would embrace the truth that will set them free. Lord, we thank you that as we humble ourselves before you, you are exalted in this region. Allow the Lord to show you the thing He desires for you. Because that's where your angelic assistance is going to come, when you align your heart with His desire.
go through the gate. I will go through the gate. I will go through the gate. I'm with you. I will go through the gate. I will go through the gate. When I see you, when I hear you, I will go through the gate. I will go through the gate with you, with you.
tongue of judgment we condemn.
Through the flags, just like tongues, they need to be interpreted. So who has it? Give your peace, I'll give my peace last. If you have a piece of the interpretation of the flags, come up and speak it.
Well, to me, it was exactly what Al started the meeting with, Psalm 24. And at first, as I felt the Lord at the gate, and I thought, with the way the worship was, the sound erupting, he made a statement, and I want to say, he didn't come tiptoeing through the gate. because it's so funny, because I was just about to ask Casey and Al if they would flag and they would dance, show us how to dance through the gate. And then they began to do that. But it really is. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. For who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. You lift them up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. And I felt Al was God, bringing in the glory, ushering in the glory into our region, and Casey was the bride and representing us. And I feel my mom turned to me and said it was just like David bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, the way we were dancing with the glory. So I felt like the glory entered the region. The Lord came through the gates with the glory, and he came through with a bang.
The Lion of Judah never tiptoes. He roars. He pounces.
During that set that they were just playing, where the music was really going furiously, I saw the Lord taking individuals and putting them on a potter's wheel. And he was using a lot of water on his hands and squeezing and putting pressure and changing the shape of people, taking stuff off that shouldn't be there and reforming. But he was also taking, I don't know, it didn't look like a scalpel to me, but it was something pointed and sharp. And he was doing detailed work on all the vessels that were there. And the fury of the music was, sometimes there is just a real almost chaos to the changing. But in the end, it comes out as a detailed vessel that he can use. And in 2 Timothy 2, it says in verse 21, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work." And right after that set, Keith started saying, "Image and likeness."
Anybody else? Why I'm lingering, in case you aren't bold. We were going to stop until Keith started singing, and we won't give up.
Al is right about prophesying, speaking through the flags. When I saw him at Glory Zion the other week, and Sandy sent us the replay of it. It was fire. I saw fire on the stage when you and your wife were on the stage doing the flags. I said, "Wow, God, it's fire, fire." And then he's been teaching me for about 9 months now about the glory, glory, glory. And colors means a lot from God's perspective in his kingdom. And I saw glory on the flag that you were doing a while ago. It's like glory is coming down with us, not just over us, but down with us. And it's like right now I feel very strongly, if you're seeking God, his glory is over you. If you want to be closer to him, his glory is over you and covering you and comforting you. If you're seeking God more and more of him, he's going to give you more and more glory.
So do this prophetic act based on what Richmond just said. Take a step through that gate. So here's, and you all got it. He will take the old mantle. That's why I switched flags when he started singing about the glory and the image and the likeness. He will take what we give him and he will give us what he wants us to wear in this new season. When we go through the gate, we get glory. Every time we go through the gate, you get more glory. And you don't have to worry about what's behind you, because if you saw, he is your rear guard. He has an angelic host already covering those issues that you gave him earlier tonight. All you have to do is follow him forward. And we're going to stop until Keith started singing and we won't give up.
I saw you two laughing. I was like, ah.
We step through that gate.
There's angels on assignment here.
With the King of Glory.
As soon as we released our hindrances, he started releasing his angels.
With the King of Glory, glory. With his hosts all around me.
In Ezekiel 47, verse 2, he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side.
All night we've been in the river. Have you ever put your head, your ear down to the river or gone under the water in the river? The base is washing over the large rocks that we've built false altars with. The base has been removing that false altar all night. And the guitar is rippling over the top of the waves that come off of those rocks. This isn't Siloam, but there's angels here tonight stirring the waters for us to participate in. Not just for tonight. Now listen to the wind as the guitars keep us in the river. Because what we're going to begin dealing with starting tonight, for those of you that are intercessors, is the land, sea, air interfaces. The rivers and the lakes and the lands. This year, Leviathan is being dealt with across North America. You have to hear the wind over the waters so that you don't get seduced into the old way and pulled under.
Mm-hmm. take us through the river, Lord, and breathe new life, and breathe new life in us, oh God. Ooh, yes. Take us through your valleys. Take us through your valleys and breathe new life and breathe new life in us.
Breathe.
Oh yes. We are thirsty. We are thirsty for more of you. For more of you.
Notice the pattern that the Lord just took us through. Alna spoke of it in repenting for fighting battles that weren't ours. But He will never keep you in the frenzy of battle without taking you to this quiet place in the river to refresh and strengthen you. He just took us from a place of active warfare to a place of recharging. Don't let the enemy beguile you and cause you to go into a battle that is not yet ready by the Lord to be fought. Because if you go before Him, you're in trouble. If He goes before you, you're in victory. And He will always cause us to rest. When Natasha was singing that song, I saw the valley of bones. And the Lord said He is building His bride in this region from a living remnant that people will not expect. those who have been passionate for his presence will be connected with the one that was passionate for his presence in another place. He is going to raise up a body that will astound the enemy because he thought he had us divided and conquered. But the Lord said, that valley of bones is ready to become an army. Ask him this year where you are to be connected in that army. It may be for one battle, it may be for every battle. But you need to know in the fullness of his time where the Spirit is calling you to be a finger or a foot or a knee or an eye. Because the enemy is going to be surprised with the body that rises up. It's not going to look like what the church thought it would look like. It's going to be clothed in glory.
You're my shepherd. I won't need a thing. With you, you're my shepherd.
Stay in the peace. Here you feed me. what I need, you give me what I need. I will stay here in the rest, I will stay here in the peace. I will let you lead. Wherever you go, I will go. It's not about what I can do anyway. It's not about what I can accomplish anyway. So I will rest with you. So I will rest with you. Hey.
Just like we don't leave the battle half done, so we don't leave the rest half done.
Almost from the time that I came in tonight, the Lord gave me this scripture. And I'm going to read it, and then I'll tell you what I think. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and I'm reading from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, a waste, and emptiness and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." God saw that the light was good, pleasing, and useful. And He affirmed it, and He sustained it. And God separated the light, distinguishing it from the darkness. And the light in the day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening and morning in one day. I felt from the time that I came in tonight, shortly after I got this, in everything that the prophetic words that were released, everything coming together in all of this, in this way. Whenever we were in the beginning, we were talking about Holy Spirit and His presence. Whenever Holy Spirit is brooding, the purpose of brooding is to create something. Right? To birth something. And that's what I felt is happening here tonight. I feel like there's a birthing that's taking place. That there's something creative that God is doing. Not just regionally, but in you. And when we went through this period of repentance tonight, repentance for the sake of repentance doesn't mean anything. Repentance for the sake of aligning ourselves with the purposes of God is useful. And that's what I was reading in this, that God spoke into the darkness, into the chaos. And what I heard God saying tonight was, God is speaking into the chaotic areas in our region, in our lives personally, but also speaking into the chaotic parts that are called the church, where there's just chaos in places that where we don't know to go and can't tell. As God speaks His word, which in Hebrews 4:12 says is sharper than a two-edged sword. If you go look up the word sword, you know what it means? A surgeon's scalpel. Look it up. It's used to define a surgeon's scalpel. And so what I think God is doing tonight is speaking into the darkness, illuminating the darkness, and out of the chaos, cutting away the stuff that needs to be cut away, to position us through repentance so that we can be useful individually and corporately as His body to accomplish what God wants to accomplish in the earth. And that is a creative, there's a purpose for our aligning. And it's a creative thing that God is wanting to do in His church and birth something new out of tonight.
I want you to look at a prophetic picture. Look at Luke. He's the newest member of the worship team.
Colin.
Colin came up to sit at Father's feet. And Father imparted to Son, daughter. That's what this season is all about. That's what this year is all about. That we each take the time to move into His presence and receive that creative anointing. Receive what we need for today's battle. That's our daily bread. If I try to war tomorrow with yesterday's manna, with yesterday's revelation, the enemy's already got it. We need the intimate time with Father this year. Intimacy is one of the key words in a heck year. That's the picture of it. I just want to be by Daddy's side. And then I get to be with all His friends. Colin, he's got angels. Tomorrow morning here at 9 o'clock is the 9:30. I have to be here at 9 o'clock or earlier, is the GAP meeting, the Globally Aligned Prayer Meeting. Tuesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. here is the Western New York gathering of the 13 Colony Initiative. It's an initiative of worship around the 13 original colonies to open the heavens so that the Lord will move in a new way over those 13 regions. New York was one of them. And so there's a team coming that we're going to impart and send to Albany and release an anointing over Albany. They're actually traveling all the way across New England in the next 7 days after that. If they can play together, you can play together. They've never played together before. Thank the Lord for Judah. That means we can play together as his kids, right? That'll put a hurt on the enemy. There's angels in the room. How's Sarah's battery?
I think she's there.
She's gone nonstop. Listen to the drum. That's what you're being sent out on tonight. All of these sounds weave around the cadence of heaven. The enemy doesn't know what to do when you carry the choir of angels with you. Does he attack the drummer? Does he attack the guitar? Does he attack the keys? Does he attack the singers? He can't attack any of you. For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness endures forever. That's what we go out on. That's what Jehoshaphat sent them out on. Sent them into a battle that they were sure to lose. And they didn't even have to fight because they carried the song of heaven and released it into the atmosphere and spent 3 days picking up the spoil. That's my kind of fight. It's like going up to the ATM and it just keeps spitting money out at you. Do I have to give it back? Something is shifting right now.
The old shoes, we put on the new shoes, the shoes of preparation, the shoes of the good news, and we take off the old shoes, we take off the old shoes, and we put on the preparation, we put on
get the rest of the armor on us. I can't send them out in just their shoes.
We put on the belt of truth, just so us together. Time we cancel those accusations. Oh, it's time to dust off that shield. Come on, dust off that shield. Hey, fresh faith. Fresh faith for a new day. Fresh faith. Fresh faith for a new day. Fresh faith. Fresh faith for a new day. Fresh faith. Hey. Hey. The enemy won't know what's hit him. The enemy won't know why his arrows are quenched so quickly. It's because we've dusted off our shield. We just dusted off our shield. Hey. He's gonna be showing us, he's gonna be showing you who to link shields with. He's gonna be showing you who to link shields with. Hey. Remember, it's a new day. Remember, it's a new day. The linking of the shields is different today. Sword. Who's ready to take up the sword?
That's a prophetic word for this year.
Hey.
Last year you took up your sword in a Zion year. This year in a Het word. word. Sword is a heck word. It's the year to go to battle. It's not Lollipop Farm going through the gates. It's a battle.
Who's got their sword? Who knows what the Father said about you? Who knows what the Father says about you and your destiny? Who knows? Who remembers? Who's got the sword ready to go forward?
You add your prophetic words to the sword of the Spirit. Your prophetic words are Father's word to you. The enemy can't stand against the two together.
We dust off those words, we dust off those words, and we carry them, we fight with them. Take up the sword, we slice off the head, we slice off the head of the enemy's lies. With the words you've spoken, with the words, with the words you've spoken, with the words, with the words, with the words you've spoken. Take up the sword, take up the sword. Sword of the Spirit alive in your hands. High praises of God in your mouth. Praying always in the Spirit. Praying always in the Spirit. Oh, come. Oh, longona da 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 shia burasa da 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 shia. Just release the sound, just release the sound, it's put in you. Practice run, just release the sound, it's put in you. Just release.
Lord, these are your warriors. They're equipped. They're clothed. And their hearts are open to you. Lord, we say tonight, let them hear the strategy for their peace and the door that they have to go through. Show them, Lord, the connecting point. And show them the time that they will not be out of your time, but in the fullness they will go through. Lord, we say that by Passover, they will have crossed into the fullness of all that you have for them. Deal with the issues so that nothing is carried over prematurely and nothing will give the enemy a claw hold in the new. Lord, we send them to the assignment that you give them tonight. We send them with a fresh mantle of your presence. We send them with the new sound that will release their song, that will loose their dance and activate the angels that you have set around them. We say, Lord, 5778 is their victory year. It is the new beginning of all that you have intended them to walk in. We say, Lord God of Israel, be their rear guard tonight and cut off everything that tries to linger from the past. We say the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ is sufficient and it is finished. Lord, we send them to be your ambassadors, miracle workers, creative voices. Everything that is the greater works you spoke of, Jesus, we release them to do so that your name will be glorified in the places you call them to walk. We say, Lord, shake up this region because the vibration of heaven accompanies them everywhere they go. Lord, we ride your goodness to the assignments that you give us. We thank you, Lord, for meeting with us. We thank you for delivering us. And we thank you for mantling us. Lord, we receive your goodness. Your never-ending love. We will see you when we gather again. The next time that we'll do one of these is October 10th.
No experience.